This is GQDN for Wednesday, September 18th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent, excellent drink mixes. Great stuff. Once you get those drink mixes, put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line. You will get 25% off your purchase. Like I said, it's very delicious stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. More stuff going up there this week, if Goldman's not busy. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some stuff on sale. We got some stuff releasing as well. And what was Phil Spencer doing? Okay, it's not business related, but this one is. We're going to Rumorville. Rumorville. Pack your bags, everybody. Get that stuff out of the back seat, kids. Because you might like this Nintendo Switch 2, because people were dissecting a leak because there was an image of the new console, and that would show how big the screen is, or would be, and some other stuff there as well. But they're also looking at some other things. I did say the screen. It did show an 8-inch LED LCD screen, and the Joy-Cons that will latch onto the console magnetically. We've heard those things before, but this leak seems to have confirmed that. We'll see. But there will be support for an HDMI 2.1, 256 gigabytes of internal storage, 12 gigabytes of RAM, and the 4 gigabytes, I'm sorry, that's triple the original 4 gigabytes, and that'll be more than what Xbox Series S has for 10 gigabytes. That is, if that's all true. But that's not the only thing that was leaked, because players were also looking at Nintendo Switch Online, which is where all that stuff came from. And according to NintendoEverything.com, there might be some NES mouse support. Now, what could that mean? Well, Luigi Blood on Twitter was looking at the Nintendo Switch Online update for the Super NES app that went live last night. And that's where four games were added, which is Battletoads Double Dragon, Big Run, Cosmo Gang the Puzzle, and Kinokun No Dodgeball. But he found the Super NES mouse support because there was some rework within the code, and both controller ports will be included instead of just one. And it also looks like they were updated the inputs for the Super NES mouse devices that could be replaced. So we'll see about mice with Super NES online. But over at PlayStation, the PlayStation Vita fans want Soul Sacrifice to be on both PlayStation 4 and 5. And that was a Capcom game that worked really well on the PSP. And company did publish high-profile projects in the genre, like Freedom Wars. And that will be remastered early next year. But fans want Soul Sacrifice, because that was the first Monster Hunter-inspired project. So, will that happen? We shall see. But we gotta hit all three. We hit Nintendo first, we went to PlayStation, now we're going to Xbox via purexbox.com, because Phil Spencer was spotted playing some Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2. Now, we know that Phil Spencer has been pretty busy operating the business. That said, he did happen to take some time so that way he could load up Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine 2, because Keith Gullington went up on Twitter and said, quote, "Doing bro things with my bros, Xbox P3 and Steamkin. Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2 rocks." And Steamkin did reply to that, "Hell yeah, brother." So it looks like they were playing some Warhammer. We shall see what happens with that. Oh, we got to go to Steam Deck, though. Steam Deck is one of the most popular handhelds, but they had a problem because I'm saying this directly from PCGamer.com. Loading Throbber was an issue, and they're saying that it was fixed. That's what it's called. It's called a Loading Throbber. I'm not making that up. Now, that was according to the last Steam Deck client update notes, because they, quote, "fixed a rare case where the UI could get stuck showing a loader throbber at startup while in offline mode. end quote. But just know that it's fixed. Now we're going to get to some very interesting stuff now. Not saying that the first part wasn't interesting, but this is going to be a little bit cooler. After we say that the ESRB rates here, Horizon Zero Dawn remaster for PlayStation 5 and PC coming from Gamatsu.com, and the remaster is indeed incoming, but it was rated T for teen, and here's a quote for the summary via ESRB.org. Quote, this is an action role-playing game in which players assume the role of a hunter, Aloy. Surviving through post-apocalyptic world, players guide Aloy as she learns to hunt robotic creatures and animals in the wild. Aloy uses arrows, spears, and explosive traps to injure and kill machines, boar, and occasionally human enemies. Animals and humans emit small puffs of red blood when struck. One sequence depicts the abandoned camp with large blood stains on rocks and trees. The game contained a brief reference to sexual material, e.g., 18 months after hard labor in exchange for 30 years lounging around the asylum watching porn in text audio files. Characters sometimes reference fictional drugs, overdoses, and getting high, quote, or within quote, not even out of junior high and already a drug addict. I ran across a pusher who was selling razor wing for $8 a tab. I spent a few days getting high and then OD on Overcast, end in quote. But further quote, the word S-word appeared in the text dialogue. That's why it's rated T for teen. So that will be coming soon. Here's another game that will be coming. WCCF Tech said that some former Blizzard developers is about to announce a new game. And basically it's Mike Morhaime. You know him. And since he created a new studio called Dreamhaven, which was announced 4 years ago, the company has 100 people of its staff, and they're preparing to announce its first game. Now, there are no details about the game there just yet, but they did reveal that Dreamhaven will publish Linked Banner of the Spark, which was a game that was unveiled at Gamescom's opening night live ceremony. Now, the game Linked Banner, Banner of the Spark, is a fast-paced action with some slashing combat, which is inspired by roguelites, and you'll be able to make yourself stronger once you have completed runs or quests and you gathered some tools and resources. So that's one game that they're bringing out, but what's the other one that's going to happen? Well, keep our eyes on it. Now, there's a game that's coming out for PlayStation 4 and 5 and PC via Gamatsu.com, and it's called A Red Walking Robot, but there is no release date for it yet. So you'll be walking around as a toy robot, and it looks like you get to shoot things down. We'll see what happens with it. Gamatsu also said that Arsene Lupin, Once a Thief, will be launching in about a month, October 17th. Now, this game, an adventure game, will be on everything from PlayStation 4 and 5 to both Xboxes and Xbox One, Switch, and PC. That'll be via Steam, Epic Game Store, and GOG. That's what the publisher Microids and the developer Blazing Griffin did announce. So good luck to them. Well, if you're looking for Final Fantasy 16, if you want to see it on sale, according to IGN, you can go to Green Man Gaming, because the $50 value goes down to $42.50 at Green Man Gaming. That's if you want the game. That is it for today. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.